Report, Taliban upset U.S. destroyed military equipment instead of gifting it. By John Hayward on September 2, 2021. Top Taliban leader Anas Haqqani told an Afghan news outlet on Wednesday that it was wrong for the U.S. military to destroy and disable some of the equipment it left behind. Haqqani felt the gear should have been gifted to the Taliban instead. The U.S. had deliberately destroyed military equipment including helicopters, military vehicles, and facilities. For years they called us destroyers. But now you are witnessing those who are destroyers. They have destroyed our national assets, Haqqani fumed. The Biden administration certainly did leave a vast treasure trove of U.S. taxpayer-funded weapons and vehicles behind for the Taliban to enjoy. The Taliban held a victory parade to show off mint-condition American fighting vehicles, heavy weapons, and even a helicopter outside the city of Kandahar on Wednesday. Haqqani's ire was stirred by social media videos of the Taliban discovering some wrecked U.S. military hardware at the airport in Kabul, and by CENTCOM Chief General Kenneth McKenzie stating that some aircraft and fighting vehicles were demilitarized so they can never be used again. Anas Haqqani, as his name suggests, is an official of both the Taliban and the Haqqani network. The Biden administration falsely claimed last Friday that the vicious Haqqani network is entirely separate from the Taliban. This lie was foisted upon the American people because the administration finds it necessary to work with the Taliban but does not want to be accused of working with the designated terrorist Haqqanis. Anas Haqqani, son of late network founder Jalaluddin Haqqani and brother of its current deputy Amir Sirajuddin, is one of the many Haqqani leaders who was also a high-ranking Taliban officer during the insurgency and has assumed a position with the new Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan. Anas mocked the Biden State Department for attempting to separate the Haqqanis from the Taliban on Monday by snorting, "We are the Taliban." Anas, personally designated a terrorist by the U.S. government, insisted all of the Haqqani network's crimes and atrocities were representative of the tightly interwoven Taliban/Haqqani union. Anas said on Tuesday the Taliban-Haqqani government will take shape in the following few days, but would not speculate on who its cabinet members might be. He said the new government would have a mandate to serve the Afghan people and serve Islam. "We took control of Kabul and other provinces peacefully. This shows our unity and alliance. We hope we will prosper," he said. Anas was confident the Taliban regime would defeat the Islamic State, whose semi-autonomous branch in Afghanistan is often referred to as ISIS-K or ISKP to incorporate the ISIS name for Afghanistan and Pakistan, the Khorasan province. "We fought with the world empty-handed and came this far. We can get rid of such a group, as we have in the past. This is not something to be stressed about," he said. The day before he complained the United States did not present enough of its military hardware to the Taliban.